News for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
High cholesterol is a huge health concern. The American Heart Association has just released new guidelines that could double the number of Americans taking cholesterol-lowering drugs in 2014. Joining us today is Dr. Barry Sears, a leading authority in anti-inflammatory nutrition. He's dedicated the last 30 years of his research career to studying the links between diet inflammation and cholesterol. He's the author of 13 books, including the New York Times number one bestseller, Enter the Zone. Welcome back, Dr. Barry Sears. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, Dr. Sears. You know, millions of people take statin drugs to lower their cholesterol. And in our last segment, you did a great job. You shared how fish oil can help reverse macular degeneration, the leading cause of blindness in people over 50. How can fish oil help with our cholesterol concerns?
Well, actually, the cholesterol concerns should not be a concern. What your concern is with heart disease is dying. Now, that's the end point. Mm-hmm. And for years, the drug companies have had a very, very simple marketing message. Made marketing sense. That is, if your cholesterol levels are high, you're going to die. Well, who wants to die? No one. So this has been able to fuel, you know, billions of dollars of sales of statin drugs. But in reality, heart disease is not a disease of cholesterol. It's a disease of inflammation. And the cholesterol doesn't kill you. What kills you are when basically you have what are called soft, vulnerable plaques on the inside of the artery. They become inflamed, and they pop open, and then you die of a heart attack right there on the spot. And what causes those soft, vulnerable plaques to rupture is called inflammation. And that's why there's two drugs which have been shown to reduce the degree of mortality in secondary prevention. That's a person's already had a heart attack. One is a statin. The other is called an aspirin. Now, aspirin has no effect on cholesterol, but it does a real good job of reducing inflammation. And that right. basically is why it works. It turns out the statins all also, unbeknownst to anyone, are also anti-inflammatory drugs. And that's why they were not the first drugs to basically be used to lower cholesterol. But the first 19 drugs that were studied by the drug industry to lower cholesterol, all increased mortality. The 20th drug, the statins, were the first drugs that lowered cholesterol and didn't increase mortality at the same time. So the track record in terms of cholesterol-lowering drugs is not that great, but we come back to think your goal is really to lower inflammation in the blood and, more importantly, in the plaque.
Gotcha. So it goes back to what you've been saying all along. It's the key root is inflammation. But share the difference between cholesterol and triglyceride levels, and are both something that could be affected with fish oil supplementation?
Well, the triglycerides are dramatically reduced. And if you basically, that's why the one approved drug for one of the probably the best drug to reduce triglyceride levels is a pharmaceutical prescription, a form of fish oil. It does a very dramatic job. Now, it does not reduce cholesterol levels that much. But what it does do, it changes the size. If you have your cholesterol levels, your LDL cholesterol levels, which are small and dense, those are the ones that are going to kill you. The ones which are big and fluffy, like a beach ball, they're not going to cause you any problems. So the fish oils reduce the triglyceride levels dramatically. But what they do with the cholesterol levels, they turn the LDL particles from the small, dense baseballs into these right. friendly, happy beach balls. And that's why they basically are useful in reducing mortality from heart disease.
Dr. Sears, how much it's so interesting listening to the two of you talk about the omega-3s. How much are we talking about? Listeners want to know, how much do they need to take of this pharmaceutical-grade fish oil?
Well, to lower triglycerides, you're going to probably need probably about 4 grams a day of omega-3 fatty acids. That's a lot, but basically that's the amount you need to do that. To basically really prevent, reduce the inflammation in the soft formal plaques, you'll probably need a little more of that, maybe about 5 grams a day of these omega-3 fatty acids. The only known side effects at that level is they make you smarter and they make you happier.
Those are scary side effects.
Not being flip, but because at those levels, they also begin to treat neurological problems, and including depression. And if you basically are less depressed, de facto, you're happier.
Wow. And what's the best way? I know you talk a lot about inflammation. There was a test, C-reactive protein, you talked about way back when. Is that still a good marker for inflammation in the body?
No, it's really not. It's a marker, but just not a very good one. A better marker that begins to elevate decades before C-reactive protein is the ratio of two fatty acids in your blood. One fatty acid is called arachidonic acid. This is the building block of all these inflammatory hormones that basically cause heart disease. The other fatty acid is called eicosapentaenoic acid, or EPA, and this is the building block of the anti-inflammatory hormones. So the balance of these two fatty acids in your blood give you a very, very good indication of how inflamed your heart is. Now, why this is important? Because there's a major study done in Japan back in 2007. It's called the JOA study. They took 18,000 Japanese, all who had high cholesterol levels, and they gave all 18,000 patients statins. Then they took the people who of half the patients, and they gave them extra fish oil to reduce their ratio of arachidonic acid EPA even lower. And what they found, that those who got the extra EPA basically saw a 20% reduction of cardiovascular events compared to those who did not. Now, we can also look at epidemiological studies. The Japanese, they have exactly the same levels of LDL cholesterol as Americans. Japanese tend to smoke like chimneys. Japanese have 1/6 the rate of a death from heart disease than Americans do. And when you look at the ratios of arachidonic acid to EPA in the Japanese, they're 6 times lower than Americans. That's why heart disease remains the number one killer in our country, where you've got people taking statins, but you're not reducing the inflammation, which is the ultimate driving factor that causes death from heart disease.
Right. But this brings the obvious question, why is this not part of a regular blood test? Why are they still focusing on the LDL and the HDL instead of checking these ratios? It seems like that should be the number one test above any test.
It's a test that's used quite often in research, but there's not enough demand for it that a clinical laboratory will basically carry
it.
You need to have about maybe 10,000 tests per day to basically make it worthwhile for a major clinical laboratory. So it just takes time to basically get the point across that, say, here's a test that basically tells you years in advance that basically you're already under inflammatory attack. And the beauty is that that ratio can be changed within 30 days. Within 30 days, you can change your future. But it's hard to change your future unless you know which direction you're moving in.
That's amazing. Real quickly, we got just a little time. Explain what a telomere is and how this fish oil can help that.
Well, telomeres are the little caps at the end of your DNA. Each time it turns over, the cap gets smaller and smaller and smaller until eventually the DNA stops turning over. You die. It turns out that as you add more fish oil to your diet, those telomere caps get longer and longer and longer. So this becomes another side effect of taking fish oil. You become happier.
And that means
you become smarter and you live longer.
So the telomere is basically your lifespan.
Exactly.
That is great, and thank you so much, Dr. Sears. For more information on Dr. Barry Sears and his best-selling Zone series of books, you can go to zonediet.com, that's zonediet.com, or to learn which omega-3 supplements get the Dr. Sears stamp of approval, go to drsears.com. Sign up for his blog and stay current with all of his latest research. We thank you so much for listening to Your Good Health Radio. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.